Wonder if anybody has anything upon their hearts tonight before we go turn the service over. If not, let's go.
Well, good evening. I want to say thankful I am for the support of this church and all those. I certainly need it. I don't feel like a very big man or anyone that can adequately stand up here, but I trust the Lord knows what he's doing. And we'll kind of go to what the Lord has put on my heart and a thought. And I shouldn't keep you too long this evening. But we'll go, if you want to turn with me, to Matthew chapter 13. And as I was thinking earlier today, aren't you glad we serve a God that is not a God of confusion?
Amen.
He's not a God of surprises. That he lets us know what we're going to encounter when we're out there in the world. He lets us know if we're going to heaven or not. If we've been saved by his grace, that we're not left out there wandering. That we have a hope. And that hope, always look to as a confident expectation, that there is an assurance. It's a no-so salvation. I thank God that he is who he is. Because as I was hearing this morning and as I was studying tonight, and well, let's just go ahead and turn over real quick. I want one verse in Ecclesiastes. I thought I was going to get to it later, but I think I'm going to go ahead and go to it now. And Ecclesiastes is after Proverbs and before the Song of Solomon. But in the 11th chapter, in the 6th verse, it says, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good." And I believe this is an example of church attendance, church service. And I'm thankful that when God gives us instructions in his word, that he gives us the knowledge to understand it.
Man.
I'm thankful, as I'd already said, that it's not any wandering out there, that if we just ask, God will help us and show us. And he knows exactly how we need to see it. I can explain something to someone, and that's what I'm going to get to, in a certain way, and they may not understand it. But someone else could explain it in a different way, and the light bulb goes off.
Amen.
Well, God is able to allow that light bulb to go off in all of us if we just listen. So I'm thankful for that, because what God has shown me is so great that he has asked me to share it. I'm thankful for the many things that God has shown me. I hope that if God allows time to go on, there'll be a sermon that he has put on my heart, but I can't fully explain it. But he has certainly given me all that knowledge. He just hasn't given me the words for it yet. If that makes any sense. As I said, I am not very good with words, but continue to pray for me that the Lord will help me with that. So in Matthew chapter 13, now in this chapter, a little background is Jesus talks in parables, and there's actually 8 parables in the 13th chapter. And we're going to start off with the first parable, the parable of the soils. I believe all of you have heard it. I don't think you'll hear anything new tonight. But I'd ask that you just be attentive of what the Lord would have us to say. And we'll begin reading in the first verse of the 13th chapter. It says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore." Now, let's just pause for a moment here and just get the context of what's going on. Now, in a previous chapter, in chapter 12, he had been in the synagogue talking to the scribes and the Pharisees and teaching. So early that morning, he had been out teaching and preaching the word. Now we see on that same day, as we just read, that Jesus went out of his house and he sat by the seaside, and a great multitude came searching for him. They'd heard of all these miracles and teachings that he had done. So this kind of is where I was coming from in Ecclesiastes, that our service to the Lord, and here Jesus being an example of service to the Father, wasn't taking a break, that it was morning and evening. And as I said earlier, the Lord has put on my heart that service doesn't stop when we go outside of this building.
Right.
That when we're out there, as he was at the seaside, he was still ready to preach the word.
Amen.
So we'll continue reading in the third verse. And it says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and a thorn sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear." Now let's just pause for a minute, here and look at verse 9. It says, "Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear." And this has been on my heart for some time, that the Lord has been working on with me, is he is speaking here and not just hearing with our ears, that we'd understand it with our mind. But he is saying, let him hear, or let him understand, in a way that he would obey. It's an instruction. Jesus is saying here, to hear us, to hear what he was saying, to follow his instruction. That it's more than just, I don't have the word for it, an action, but he's asking for a response from it. So in verse 10, we go, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" Talking about the multitude that came to the seaside. "He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in the heart. This is he which receiveth the seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. And now I'll conclude the reading, forgiving my mistakes. Now what I've seen and hear in this, and I'm not really going to go through the four types of soils that we read. I believe Jesus did a great job of explaining what each one of them meant. But what God had laid on my heart to say tonight was to talk about the understanding and the hearing, and why he spoke the parables to those that were unbelieving or did not know his word. God has shown me that when he speaks to me, I can understand what he says. That is not in parables, that he doesn't have to break it down. Now, when I was first saved, there were many a times it had to be, as we say, the milk of the word. It had to be very simple. But as I have grown in his word, it becomes a little deeper. And we talked this evening about it, how deep God's word goes. God gives us the understanding of the scriptures, of his living word. And it's not something that we can hear and understand with our mind, but of our heart. And I believe it from our heart, it grows into our mind, into the understanding. And I still believe it's an understanding that's greater than what we can fully comprehend. So when God reveals something to us, we can understand it, and sometimes we don't have the words for it. We talk about, I think it might have been last Sunday, excuse me, or this Sunday school lesson, I can't remember, but how we give our salvation experience. And I have tried to go over it and tried to get every bit of it, exactly what happened. And I can't fully explain everything that's happened. And it's like each time I go back and try to understand more and more, God reveals more and more what he's done for me. This is an understanding that God has given us that is discerned by his spirit. So when we was reading here and talking about the parables, I'm thankful that God doesn't have to always, as long as we continue to grow closer to him, speak to us in a simple way. It's kind of like when your heart starts beating, when you know, you're resisting what God would want you to do, and your heart starts pounding, and he's like trying to get you up there and do it. Eventually, at least for me, he doesn't do that as often. That I'm looking when I come in, Lord, give me something today. I feel terrible if I sit quiet through a whole service. Maybe that's just my personality, but I really feel that's God. I didn't used to be that way, so unless my personality's changed, God is speaking. And he doesn't pound on my heart all the time. Sometimes he does, because I'll sit there and wrestle with him on, you know, I can't do this, as we're talking. It's like tonight, I get very nervous before I get up here. But I know God's going to take care of all that when I get up here. That he's going to give me all that I need to say. Yes, certainly by studying, he'll have more to use and help me with that I might be able to expound a little deeper into his word. But I'm thankful if he has given me something on my heart and get up here and just continue to follow after him, that he will help me with the rest of it. So that's pretty much what God has given to me. I really didn't think I was even going to be that long this evening, except to just reiterate that God is good.
Amen.
God is always ready and willing to bless. And in that, we should always be ready and willing to serve. And that's what God has laid on my heart this evening. I'll turn it back over to you, brother, if you have anything.
Thankful for a message that's brought forth to us tonight and Brother Scott's willingness to bring it the way that God would have it to. And brother, that nervousness that you have, you know, whether people believe it or not, whenever God called me to preach, I was a terribly shy person. Just in all honesty, the reason why I talk so much is because that's what working for God will do for you, you know. But anyways, I get up there, my first sermon, and I'm shaking all over because there's about 100 or so people in the house. House was filled up. I'm shaking, nervous. The only thing that I can remember is it just felt like God wrapped his arms around me. And he said, "It's okay, I'm here." And by the time I got done, I told myself, I'm like, man, I can't wait. 10 years down the road, it'll be a whole lot easier. And I think I'm about year 8 or 9 at the moment. And that nervousness never goes away. The nervousness for standing before man, it gets a little lighter. But the nervousness for carrying the work of God, that should never go away. You know, I can mow my yard and miss a strip of grass. That's okay. I can take my mower back over that. You can't do that when it comes to the work of God. It's very serious. Very something we need to take serious. So I'm thankful for the good message tonight. Wonder if anybody has anything upon their hearts they feel like needs to be said, a praise or a song request, testimony, or whatever they feel like needs to be said or done tonight.
Sorry.